Welcome back, everyone. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to Health Ranger Radio. I'm your host, editor of naturalnews.com, and today we're joined by a very special guest, Dr. Jack Singh, president of the Organic Food Bar Company. This is a company that you know very well. You've seen them in retail distribution all across North America and around the world. They have the Active Greens Organic Food Bar. They have a protein bar, a vegan bar, and several new products that I think you should know about. We're going to talk about those today with Dr. Jack Singh. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be here.
May I call you Jack? Is that too casual?
No, by all means.
All right. Yeah. So you founded this company how many years ago?
We started the Organic Food Bar in 2001. We are the pioneer in the raw organic movement. We started the movement. Everybody followed after that.
Okay. And so your bars, are all your bars raw or just some of them?
All the bars are raw, depending on the percentage. The percentage can vary, can be 70%, can be 100%, depending on what people want. We can serve anybody.
Now let's start with what people recognize. Now these are the bright yellow packaging. They're food bars, but they're bright yellow, so you immediately recognize them in retail. The bar that people were familiar with was the very first bar, just plain organic food bar, right?
Right. And we started actually with Whole Foods all the way back in 2001.
And can you cover the main ingredients that are in the organic food bar?
The main ingredient we have in the bar, especially the ones we started with, is organic almond butter. Okay, and almond butter being alkaline forming, okay,
right,
is a good addition. Most of the products, other products, do not use this product, almond butter, because of the expense associated with that.
Sure.
Okay, but we're able to do it because we make our own product. One of the very few companies that does that.
Now, I'm really glad to have had to have this opportunity to interview you this year, by the way, because if you look out there at the food bars that are available on the market today, there is a lot of garbage out there, and we don't need to mention names. No. But folks, if you go out there, look at the ingredients. Read, some of these so-called natural bars are made with isolated soy protein and even high fructose corn syrup. It makes no sense. But this company, the Organic Food Bar, check out these ingredients. Organic almond butter, organic dates, organic agave nectar, organic brown rice protein, organic biosprouts. We're talking organic biosprouted quinoa, organic sesame seeds. I mean, these are the ingredients that I would use, Jack, if I were making food bars myself.
Right. I mean, this is real food, and nothing is isolated, nothing is broken down. And that's what makes us special.
Yes.
You know, compared to anything else. And we tell people, this is the healthiest food you can find in a wrapper.
Ah, good point.
Yeah.
Now, how do you make it have shelf life without putting a lot of chemical additives into it?
That's where a lot of the experience comes in manufacturing and plus having this bar. You know, we worked with this bar 4 years before we launched it in 2001.
Really? 4 years of development?
4 years of development.
Were you the primary formulator? Did you work with other formulators to get the macronutrients in the right ratios, or how'd you do that?
Primarily, we worked with two other guys. Myself and two other guys, we worked together and we formulated the bar. Of course, we've come a long way since we launched the bar in 2001.
Sure.
It's getting better and better every year, especially because a lot of the raw materials that we are also making ourselves now.
Oh, where before you had to source them from third parties.
We had to source them, right. So a lot of the raw materials, the way we make them, the way they sit in the bar, the way they mix in the bar, and the ratios and the sequence is what keeps this bar fresh.
I see.
For the shelf life.
So, and also, I think people who are consuming these bars can tell the difference in how it affects them metabolically. I mean, when you eat a bar made from whole foods instead of isolated sweeteners and isolated proteins, you can feel the difference in your own body.
Well, for sure, the way it sits in your stomach, the way you're going to feel after you eat the bar. I mean, so many bars out there you eat and you feel like you ate a piece of lead.
Yeah.
The way it sits in your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. This bar you can eat 5 minutes before you go to sleep. No heartburn, no acid reflux, no acidity.
And I'm really glad that you never use any artificial chemical sweeteners. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we never have. Even our manufacturing facility, even all the cleaning, we use no chemicals.
Okay? Really?
So we use extremely high temperature steam to sterilize equipment. So there's no chemical residue even that goes in the product.
So these are some of the details that are behind the scenes that maybe consumers don't even know about.
Exactly.
What any other interesting details like that you'd like to share in your manufacturing or quality control process?
Yeah, one thing we do have, which in North America, We are the only certified organic facility that processes no peanuts, no dairy, no wheat, no soy, and no gluten.
Oh, okay. So you don't have any of the allergen, you know, trace amounts
no
in your products at all.
Exactly. A lot of the bars out there that make the same claim, but then if you read the wrapper carefully, they have a fine print made in a facility that processes all those allergens, yet
yes.
they claim to be allergen-free.
Right. Okay.
And that's what sets us apart from all the other competition.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a background in nutrition and healing, or what's your background? How did you get into this?
Myself, I'm a naturopathic physician as well as a homeopathic physician.
Okay. Wonderful.
And once I finished pre-med in California, then I went into the natural side instead of going to the medical side.
Aha. Okay.
Because that's where my interest lies. In my family, I also teach three generations.
Yes.
We're an alternative healing.
Wonderful.
So that's where we've stayed. That's where my interest was. I didn't want to practice and leave something a month later.
Right. So have you found this venture, the organic food bar company, to be rewarding and fulfilling in your vision of helping people heal?
By all means. We have been able to help people in 36 different countries so far. I mean, we're really blessed. All the growth we've had all over the world has been because of the quality of the product. And that's what really sets us apart. You know, anybody else, in my opinion, anybody else can go out there and they can advertise, they can jump up and down, they can do whatever they want, okay? But you can only fool a consumer for so long.
Right.
I mean, I speak the truth. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you can only buy a consumer for one or two times. But what you really want is someone to come back and keep enjoying your product over and over and over again. And the only way you can do that is to have the quality.
Well, in fact, I think today it's more difficult to fool the consumer because, you know, we have the internet now. We have my website, National News, is always exposing companies that do
right.
the wrong things. And we're also helping companies to do the right things, like your company. We've got radio. We've got YouTube. Now, people will find out what's in your food bar. You know, it's not a secret anymore.
Right. Eventually, that's where it's going to be. I think soon they're talking about setting up like nutritional, like labeling as to how like nutritionally dense their product is.
Yes.
I think it's coming next. And that's where we're going to be on the top.
Well, I know where you're getting at because right. you are competing with a lot of formulators who use filler ingredients or low-quality ingredients, and they are able to have bigger margins, which means they have more money for advertising and promotion and so on.
Right.
So, I mean, how do you compete with your high-quality ingredients?
Yeah. So, first of all, organic food bar is not made by CPA, and it's not made by accountants. We made the bar, then we priced it after.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this is something we would actually eat, and I would have my kids eat.
Sure.
Okay. And we do eat every single day. So so this bar, one of the reasons we also able to keep this high quality ingredients is because we make our own bar. Other companies are paying 15, 20, 25 cents per bar.
Oh, to have
to
someone
get a manufacturer.
Else. Right.
Right. So we save that.
Right. So even though you're using these expensive ingredients, you're saving it on the manufacturing.
We're saving on manufacturing. That's how we can make the bar with expensive ingredients. Most of the bars out there, if you look over there, their first ingredient is date paste. Very cheap ingredient,
uh-huh.
But people's sugar levels go up and down.
Right.
You know.
So yours is the organic almond butter.
Organic almond butter. It's the only nut butter that's alkaline forming in the body.
And, of course, that has a very nice glycemic profile as well.
Yes, sir.
So it smooths out the energy of your bar.
Right. Plus healthy fats in there. Excellent profile.
All right. Now, you're listening to an interview, folks, with Dr. Jack Singh, the president of the Organic Food Bar Company. And a couple of notes here before we go to break. One is we are recording live on the scene here at a Natural Health Products Expo in California. And that's why you're hearing the background noise. Secondly, a quick disclaimer. You already know my reputation, but I'll repeat it here. This is not an infomercial, and I'm not paid to choose this company to interview. I think this is a great product personally. This is a product that I use, and I'm interviewing Jack on the show because I think you need to know about his company. And I don't earn anything from the sales of this product, so no trickery behind the scenes. You know my reputation. You know that's the case. Now, we'll be back after this break with more information from Jack, and we're going to talk about his new line of food bars for kids. Wait till you hear about this. If you've had difficulty getting your kids to eat healthy food, stay tuned. You'll want to hear about this after the break. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and you are listening to an exclusive interview with Dr. Jack Singh, the president of the Organic Food Bar Company. And pardon my voice, I've done like 20 interviews in the last few days. But we promised before the break that we're going to talk to people about nutrition for kids. You have a new line called Organic Food Bar Kids. You tell us what's the inspiration behind this line and why is this good for kids?
Right. We want to launch this line, Mike, to give the kids the proper nutrition they need. Okay. So many kids' products out there, but all these companies, I see, they're only focusing on the bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not. Even a lot of the governments, even a lot of the people, they are afraid to put very strict guidelines out there because the pressure from the big corporations.
Yes.
Okay. So this product is made not compromising any of that.
All right. Let's talk about the ingredients. Let me just read it right here for those listening. This is the Organic Food Bar Kids oatmeal. What's it? Ooh, oatmeal.
Oatmeal. Yes.
All right. It's a ooh oatmeal. That's
yes.
The name. Okay. Outrageously good and amazingly healthy. That's the slogan on the front. But let's get to the ingredients here. Here they are: organic cashew butter, organic dates, organic agave nectar, organic oats, organic apples, organic raisins, organic cinnamon, and lots of love. And that's it, folks. No chemicals. Nothing I couldn't pronounce. That's a great combination.
It's really the cleanest product you're gonna find out there. Nutritionally dense, and it fills you up. It's going to fill up your child, it's going to make them perform better, make them think better without putting unnecessary chemicals in their body.
Okay.
This is the first bar that's Senate Bill 12 compliant. These are the new regulations that are coming in effect in the California school system. And this is going to deal with the calorie intake, it's going to deal with the fat intake, with the sugar intake. Plus, it's also going to help and monitor kids, with these healthy ingredients, help kids fight obesity, which is a big epidemic in this country, help diabetes, which is also growing like crazy.
Indeed. And I want to mention, by the way, some of the medicinal properties of a few of these ingredients. Now, I know that your company can't make these health claims, but I can give people this information. Cinnamon, for example, has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar or stabilize blood sugar. So for those kids who are battling diabetes or obesity, cinnamon is a great ingredient for them. Secondly, the raisins, made from grapes, contain some amount of resveratrol, good for heart health, good antioxidant. The agave nectar is a sweetener that's very low glycemic, so it's not going to spike their blood sugar. And by the way, if you have kids who have been diagnosed with ADHD, that is a dietary-related condition, folks. You can eliminate that so-called disease in about 2 weeks by changing your kid's diet. And if you feed them this kind of food with organic agave nectar instead of high-fructose corn syrup, your kid will not have ADHD anymore, and you don't need to put them on drugs. So be smart. Feed your kid real food, like we're talking about here with the Organic Food Bar. Would you agree with most of what I just said?
I completely agree with it. I know legally I can't, we cannot make a lot of these claims. I can't say all these things, but we truly believe nutrition is where it's at. It's an answer to a lot of the health issues people are dealing with. If you feed your body the right stuff, it's not going to break down.
Exactly.
That's what we believe in.
And kids need nutrition more than adults. I mean, they're growing. The brain is growing. The nervous system is making new connections. They're in learning mode.
That's right. And if you don't feed them right from the beginning, all the body starts to fall apart. I mean, if you look at the track record, if you look at 100 years ago, how many kids were diabetic? How many kids were falling over from heart attacks? Okay, hardly any.
Right.
Okay. Why is it happening today? Because we've gotten into processed foods, we've gotten into chemicals, we've gotten into chemical farming, we've gotten into all that junk. We've gotten into drugs and putting kids on all sort of drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, from the time they attend schools.
Oh, from the time they're born in many cases. It's crazy.
That's right. That's right.
Well, and think about this, folks. If you're a parent and you're listening, you might be thinking, well, gee, how can I have the budget to buy these food bars for my kids? Well, let me ask you this. What is the cost of your kid being sick? You know, just them going to the doctor is going to cost you money. The antibiotics, what's the cost of your child having diabetes or obesity? A lifetime. It's a curse to give them those processed foods, where, in contrast, it's a blessing to give them healing foods.
That's right. And Mike, you know, price-wise, these bars are priced so competitively because we really want these bars. You know, each and every person out there, we want them to be able to buy these bars, enjoy these bars, feed it to their kids every single day. Okay? They're priced so right. And they can find it anywhere in the country.
Yeah, these are not outrageously priced at all. Now, I want to bring in another bar you have here. It's called the Omega. Now, obviously, this is a source of omega-3s. So let's look at the ingredients of this bar. It's very similar to the ingredients of the bar that we just talked about, except it has organic Biosprouts flax. So that's your source of omega-3 oils.
Right. The reason we're using sprouted flax, by the way, we use sprouted flax, which is enzymatically alive compared to flax seeds. Okay. Exactly. So you also increase a lot of the vitamins in the product as soon as you sprout the seed. The seed basically is becoming alive, you know. But the reason we chose flax instead of fish oil and all those things for omega-3, because you don't have to worry about contamination, you don't have to worry about mercury, you don't have to worry about lead poisoning, you don't have to worry about all the dumping that goes in the oceans by all these big countries.
Sure.
Okay. So now you're getting a clean, certified organic product. And you're getting the benefits of lignans, which you don't get in the oils.
Yes.
You're getting the benefit of all the vitamins, you know, C's, E's, B's, and all the living enzymes.
I'm glad you mentioned that they are sprouted, because there are a lot of flax products on the market, and many consumers still are not aware of the difference, the qualitative difference between sprouted flax and just ground flax seeds. But if you think about a seed is life in storage, and it's not activated until it's sprouted, and a seed that's not sprouted is in a, not really a dead state, but certainly not a living state. When it's sprouted, it's alive. That's the food that you want to eat if you want to be alive.
That's right. You have to feed yourself something living to be living. You know?
Absolutely.
Right. But you cannot achieve that by eating a seed that's in dormant state. Okay?
Exactly.
You have to. And the good thing about sprouted flax also, you're also getting a lot of fiber. Okay? So it's basically like a perfectly balanced superfood.
But what does it taste like? Can I open this right now?
It tastes amazing.
And taste this?
Yes.
All right, folks. We're going to do a live taste test of the Omega bar. Pardon my my lip smacking sounds. Wow. This is so delicious.
Mike, and this is the apple pie bar.
Don't even tempt me.
Which is really awesome, too.
Okay, well, let's just say that children will love this bar. I mean, it doesn't taste like a candy bar. It doesn't taste like refined sugars or anything, but it tastes like a really delicious, sweet, but wholesome nutrition bar.
That's exactly where the focus was when we developed this product last year. It took us about a year to develop it, and we believe, and if you read the ingredients yourself, you're also going to agree, it's the healthiest alternative to all the junk kids are eating.
All right, then we're going to take another break, Jack. But when we come back, folks, you're going to get to hear a triathlete talk to us about how he uses these organic food bars in his training in order to have incredible endurance. This is a very high-ranked triathlete competing right now. We'll talk to him, and we'll learn more about the organic food bar products when we come back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And as I promised before the break, right now I'm sitting down with the triathlete, Eric Haar. That's spelled H-A-R-R. Thanks for joining me today, Eric.
Thank you. You know, professional triathlete, but I pale in comparison. You look like the Health Ranger. You're just this big, strong Health Ranger.
I actually dressed, you know, this is what I wear all the time. This is not a costume.
No, you live the part. I've heard good things about you and your show, so
well,
I'm happy to be here.
All right, so you're a professional triathlete.
Yeah.
You compete in how many events a year?
8 events a year. We don't compete as often as the other professional athletes because Ironman is an 8-hour event, so we can't really get that done often.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that it's quality over quantity.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in my last year as a professional, so I'm training for the Ironman in October. We'll see how that goes.
So you focus on, of course, a lot of nutritional support for your training and your endurance.
Yeah.
What's your strategy? What do you use?
Boy, strategy. You know, as a journalist for CBS and as a professional athlete, I am bombarded and inundated on a regular basis to try the new fangled product, the new thing that will work. And as a pro athlete, I can't compromise what I take. So it's really hard to cut through a lot of the marketing clutter out
there. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it. And the thing that irks me is that this is people's health we're dealing with, you know? And the health industry needs to be a little bit more responsible in the messages that they deliver to people. They need to have some truth in advertising. And yeah. I look around here and I see some truth and a lot of, you know, a lot of
hype.
Hyperbole.
Yeah. I see it too.
Yeah, you do. And so it's your job as a journalist to cut through that. And it's my job as an athlete to cut through that. And so a lot of it comes down to being educated. My strategy is to get as educated as I can and then make decisions based on that.
Now, you also, I mean, you're good friends with the Organic Food Bar Company.
Yeah.
I know you use their products. Can you talk about specifically which products you use and how you use them in your training or even during and after the events? How do you do that?
You know, I was in early retirement. I started and sold a magazine, so I was retired from, you know, working with any companies. And then I met Jack and sampled an organic food bar last year at this event. And I was impressed with the ingredient list. You know, it tasted good, and I read the ingredient list, and it made sense to me, and started to test it out in my training to see if it worked.
Yeah.
And I've tried every conceivable energy product in my quest for competitive performance. You know,
sure.
Ironman is the kind of thing where it's an energy management event.
Indeed.
You know, you have to take in calories, you have to be able to digest them, and so Organic Food Bar was one of these things that was real food and worked for me in my training. And so I just take one bar and one water bottle an hour during exercise, and it just works brilliantly for me.
So you just keep it going, a bar every hour, and you have the sustained energy?
It's really critical, and this would be a good tip for your listeners, is when people exercise, they need to take in between 200 and 400 calories an hour to maintain good performance and recover well.
Sure.
People that don't give their body what they need during exercise are going to finish feeling depleted and exhausted and ready for a nap rather than ready for, you know, to go back to their lives.
Exactly.
So you've got to take in energy during your exercise. So 200 to 400 calories an hour in a standard water bottle is great, and that's what I do with this. It makes it easy.
Now, for those who may not be familiar with the specifications of the competitions that you participate in, what is a typical triathlon composed of?
It's not shooting and skiing.
Good. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, yeah. Most people think, wow, you're a shooter. No, it's swimming, biking, running.
And how far, how long?
Okay, so I was training for the Olympics. That's a whole different event. That's a mile swim, 25-mile bike, 10K run. It's the Olympic standard within each sport.
Uh-huh.
The Ironman, now that I'm a little bit older, is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then a marathon, a 26-mile run.
Wow.
So it's a longer deal, but another great message for your listeners is 30s and 40s is when people reach their physical peak. If you take care of your body, the human body can do extraordinary things through the 30s, 40s, and 50s. You look at these people out at Ironman, and they are performing extraordinarily well up through their 50s. So, you know, age is no longer a factor, which is exciting.
So it's not the old myth where people thought, after you're 25, you can't perform anymore.
Right, or the cliche, you know, 50 is the new 30, and people thought, oh, that's just something old people say. It's true. You know, it really is true.
Yeah.
You know, we've been healthy for a longer period than any other generation. So, you know, I would encourage people to take up their athletic pursuits as a means to live a healthier life, no matter what their age.
Do you find also that a lot of athletes today still don't really grasp the fundamentals of nutrition? I see a lot of athletes are really tearing their bodies down.
Yeah.
I mean, what
overtraining, boy, I would give two pieces of advice there. Number one, heart rate. Everyone who exercises should be wearing a heart rate monitor and staying in their ideal zone. That will make sure that you're not underdoing it or overdoing it, breaking your body down.
Uh-huh.
And number two, really hitting your nutrition. You know, it's really imperative that you have a little bit of energy during and after your workouts to recover. And that energy is as close to real whole food as possible. So you look at something like Power Bar, and the first ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. You know, that's not going to get it done. And I don't mean it negatively, campaign.
No, it's fine. I've talked about that bar too, and I think it's ridiculous that a food bar is made with high fructose corn syrup.
And it's the top of mind. It is the bar that people think is the healthiest thing for them.
Yeah, but you know, the truth is that bar, in the history of that bar, it started out as a really honest, genuine
Brian Maxwell, absolutely.
full bar.
Yes.
But it's only when the corporate, you know, investors got involved and it became a profit center, and then all of a sudden it's reformulated. And I don't even recommend it. Of course I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch that bar.
That is absolutely right. I love to hear you do that. We need more people like you in news media.
Yeah.
Because you're unbiased.
It's because I'm not on the take, man.
I know.
Believe me, people have tried. They're like, Mike, can we pay you to promote this? And I look at the ingredients and I'm like, well, first of all, you can't pay me, period. And secondly, I wouldn't even promote your bar.
Good for you, because people need that now more than ever. People face a health crisis in this country. And despite all the information, Americans are getting heavier and more out of shape.
Yeah.
And that astounds me. And so I think there's a real lack of good information, authentic information. And kudos to you for doing what you're doing.
And by the way, you have a website. It's erichharr.com. And that's spelled E-R-I-C-H-A-R-R.com. So if people want to learn more about you and your events,
And see the scantily clad photos of me.
Oh, there you go.
Go right ahead.
All right. Body shots on
your
website.
Exactly. And I'm doing another great thing. I'm a new Goodwill ambassador for CARE, so they can see some videos there of the work I'm doing in Africa, which is very satisfying.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, how much of your success as a professional athlete do you attribute to nutrition?
It's pure genetic greatness. No, I would say roughly, I think people overtalk the aspect of nutrition. You know, maybe 20% of the overall performance pie, uh-huh. Genetics plays a big role.
Uh-huh.
My training smart, like you said earlier, not breaking your body down. Nutrition is key in that, the timing of it, especially around exercise. You know, eating sugar before a workout will kick your insulin up and blow the sort of aerobic fat burning process during exercise. So people need to time the intake of their carbohydrates and their sugar. I think timing of nutrition is key. And I think just getting back to advice that mom always gave, which is balance, fruits and vegetables. I mean, you know, that's not going to sell books.
Right.
You know, people need like the blood top diet and the peanut butter, the dynamo diet. And there's exactly. A lot of stuff out there. I think that people know the answers to nutrition, and it is the basics.
Yeah.
It's eating wholesome. It's trying to eat food maybe close to home that isn't shipped, you know, 4,000 miles. And eating food that feels good. So if you can do that, you'll hit that nutrition part of the pie.
Well, I'm really glad to hear this from you, because it mirrors so much of what I think our listeners are practicing in their own lives. You know, yeah. Most people are trying to live a healthier life. But like you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of bad information out there.
Yeah.
And it's difficult sometimes to navigate that. That's why it's great to hear from you and someone who's really actually pushing the limits of physical endurance and physical training and the things that you're using. What do you eat for breakfast?
Haha. I would say Wheaties, because I've always wanted to be on the Wheaties box, but that's not going to happen. So, you know, I really let my body dictate my decisions. You know, I'm a pretty instinctual eater. If I wake up and I feel like I need a little bit of red meat and eggs, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I think the body, we've become so disconnected from what our body wants because we're, you know, life can be so chaotic. I think if we can just kind of relax and tune back into the messages our body sends, it's going to give us good messages in terms of what to eat.
Uh-huh.
If you feel like you need a little red meat, maybe your body needs the amino acid profile and the absorbable iron that steak has in it.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't necessarily, I never deny myself. I try to go lower glycemic in the morning, like oatmeal, quality fats, quality proteins to sort of sustain me better.
Sure.
A bagel and an orange juice is only going to crash you 20 to 30 minutes in a day.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so sustainable foods in the morning.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more information from Eric Harr and the Organic Food Bar Company. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. Thanks for listening, folks, and I bet you're enjoying this interview with Eric Harr, the professional triathlete we've been chatting with over the last few minutes. Thanks again, Eric, for joining me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Now, you are a very healthy individual. You said you're 35 years old, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you do a lot of exercise. You're into nutrition. You have a diet that's not as extreme as, let's say, a lot of vegans and so on, you know, who wouldn't eat meat, like you mentioned in the last segment. So you have more of a mainstream diet, but yet you supplement with nutrition. That's interesting. What would your advice be to people who are trying to get into a healthier lifestyle? They're trying to make that transformation. Where should they start? What should they do?
Boy, it's so hard. I mean, look, I'm not going to say it's easy. So the first thing I would say is the battle that people face is a difficult one. My top level piece of advice would be just to start to move your body. You know, if you want to train for a 5K run with your family to benefit a cause important to you, say you lost someone to cancer and there's a 5K in your neighborhood that benefits cancer, register for the race today. and train for it for 8 weeks. Start to move your body. When you move your body, it inspires better diet choices.
That's true.
You can never diet your way to better physical health, right?
Good point.
Okay, so dieting never inspires you to move, but moving your body generally inspires you to make healthier food choices. You don't want to eat the baklava when you know you've got to run tomorrow morning. I would encourage people to do it with their family. You know, pursue a healthier lifestyle and maybe this 5K run with your entire family. When you can make fitness a family affair and you can make it fun and benefit something dear to your heart, the nutrition will follow naturally. And I would also say throw out all the books and all the things you've heard and all the news and just trust your body, trust yourself, and eat a balanced diet.
Get back to basics, huh?
Just get back to basics. There's too much craziness out there. People have the answers within them. Just go ahead and turn back to the body.
So let your body give you the messages, not the ads on television.
That's absolutely right. And if your body's saying Ben and Jerry's, you know, that's okay. Have a little ice cream. That's a good thing. Just don't have the whole pint.
Okay, good advice. Well, thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. And your website, by the way, for those listening, is erichharr.com. That's ericharr.com. And you can check out his website for more information from this very inspiring and healthy and actually well-spoken individual. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, for a dumb jock. Not too bad.
Come on.
I know it.
All right. Now, stay tuned, folks. We're going to talk about something else here at the Organic Food Bar Company, and that is their line of Rice-O-Team, which is a brown rice protein product. We're going to grab someone right here and continue this interview. All right, continuing the show now, we're sitting down with Dr. Thomas Nenendahl, who is one of the formulators and product experts on the Organic Bio Sprouts product sold by the Organic Food Company. Thanks for sitting down with us, Tom. Can I call you Tom?
Yes, for sure, if you want. Yeah, no problem.
All right, now tell us about the Organic Bio Sprouts. Why are sprouted flax seeds better than non-sprouted, and what's really the strategy behind this product?
See, the biosprouts, sprouted flax, and as well as sprouted quinoa is one of our main ingredients in the box.
Right.
And then we, 2 years ago from now, we decided to make this standalone product, biosprouts, as it is in three different flavors, as the plain flax sprouts. Then we have it with cranberry as well as with blueberry flavor and whole blueberries inside.
Oh, nice.
The main thing on sprouting is that actually you can bring it to the point that you bring, by the sprouting process, you bring back life to the seeds.
Yes.
And that's the main idea behind that. We have, we use flax seeds because flax is the main plant source for omega-3 fatty acids. You have two possibilities. One is the fish, which is the animal side. And on the plant side, vegan side, you have flax seeds. And by sprouting seeds as well, especially also the flax, you make it higher availability to get into the nutrients. You create plant enzymes by the sprouting process. You make a higher amount of vitamins.
Sure.
And you make a better ability and bioavailability of all those nutrients for your body.
So what's important to understand, if you're listening here and you're wondering, well, how do these vitamins suddenly show up in the sprouted flax? What's actually happening is the seed is, in fact, synthesizing the vitamins
exactly.
In that moment. So you take a dormant flax seed and grind it up, it does not have the same vitamins that exist a few hours later after it's sprouted.
Exactly, yeah.
And then the process, if I understand this, correct me if I'm wrong, but the process of manufacturing the organic food bar products preserves the enzymatic life in those seeds because it does not heat treat them. They're not cooked.
That's exactly the point. Yes, yes. This all comes together in one thing. We have all the ingredients produced, and also the sprouting process is also done by ourselves because it's very important to keep this extremely high quality on sprouts. We have an experience. This is back 6 to 7 years ago, and created highest quality process, which is also patent pending on this process, to make sprouts and the flax sprouts. And together with the idea of raw, unprocessed manufacturing of the bars, we keep all those nutrients which are in the ingredients.
So do you believe then that the flax sprouts are really the star ingredient of all the food bars?
I would say yes. Yeah. Because this makes the organic food bar unique and different to all the competitors.
And I think it's also then important for people to know, if you're shopping for food bars in a typical store, you look at a bar in a wrapper, you can't tell if it's cooked or raw just by looking at it. I mean, you have to know what you're buying. And a raw, you know, raw is alive and cooked is dead.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. And cooking it destroys the enzymes, it destroys the vitamins, it even destroys a lot of the protein, correct?
Yes.
What are the other benefits of having it raw versus cooked?
The benefits of the raw is, you mentioned more or less the main things, that it's always connected with the temperature. As soon as you heat them up in too high temperatures, you're going to destroy all those natural substances. Most of them are very strong, react very strong on too high temperatures. So that's the main idea. The more you process, the more temperature you put to a product, the more you lose on all these nutrients, especially vitamins, amino acids. You didn't mention the amino acids.
Amino acids, also, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're actually denying yourself really all the benefits of the plants. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them if you're cooking them.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
I would say about the 90 to 95% of the benefits you have in the plants you keep by not cooking them.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks for sitting down for a few minutes. It's been nice hearing this explanation from you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Well,
thank you.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to grab Jack and have him finish up this segment. I have one more question for him. So stay tuned, folks. We'll get Jack back here. All right, we're back with Dr. Jack Singh, the president of the Organic Food Bar Company. And I wanted to ask you, Jack, about your riceoutine. You have rice protein products. They're organic. They're made from brown rice, so it's a plant-based protein, which is really nice to see. What is unique about these products, and how long have they been on the market?
You know, riceoutine, we just released, actually. This is the rice protein we also use in the Organic Food Bar since 2001.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so what we decided to do... Because if you go to the health food stores, all the proteins out there, they're dairy based or they're soy based and things like that, and with a lot of problems, you know, with the GMO contamination with the soy these days, people are looking for alternatives, and with all the allergies to dairy and so on and to animal products, people wanted an alternative, so we decided to launch this riceoutine, certified organic rice protein, and it's hypoallergenic, no dairy, no soy, no wheat, no gluten.
Let me share with the folks listening the ingredients in here because I love this. Really, if I were to make a protein product, it would be just like this. Here are the ingredients. There's only three. Certified organic brown rice protein, certified organic cocoa powder, and stevia. My favorite herbal sweetener. You've done it. This is the very best recipe that you could possibly make.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. And again, you know, we've kept with the same focus, health.
Yes.
And a clean product.
Yes, and unlike, you know, animal-based proteins, which are very harsh on the environment, a lot of burden on the environment to create animal proteins. So plant-based proteins is also sustainable, folks. It's good for the environment. It's cleaner.
That's right. You don't have to worry about, you know, all the big feedlots and all those things that are polluting the environment, polluting our crops and things like that.
All right. Well, thanks for helping us conclude this section, Jack.
Thank you, Mike.
It's been a real pleasure, not only talking to you here, but meeting you personally.
Same here, Mike. I've been looking forward for a long time.
Well, I'm honored, and I really appreciate your integrity and your philosophy. And for those folks listening, this is an interview with Dr. Jack Singh, president of the Organic Food Bar Company, that you can find online at organicfoodbar.com. You can look for their products in health food stores everywhere. They're the bright yellow wrapper, Organic Food Bar. And I do personally recommend this product, and I'm not paid to say that. I openly recommend them, and I don't earn anything from their sales, from the sales of their product. So thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this segment. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with Health Ranger Radio Show, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care of your health in the meantime.